Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Job Closer by Steve Dalton is a practical, tactics-first guide to running a modern job search with speed, structure, and measurable progress. Known for translating career strategy into repeatable systems, Dalton focuses on the job seeker's biggest constraint, time. Instead of framing job hunting as a vague mix of networking, applications, and hope, the book treats it like a process you can manage, track, and continuously improve. It addresses the most stressful steps from building a resume that earns interviews, to handling common interview formats, to negotiating offers without damaging relationships. The emphasis is on reducing wasted effort, avoiding common traps like over-applying online, and choosing actions that reliably create momentum. Readers can expect checklists, decision rules, and realistic scripts for outreach and follow-up, along with guidance on tailoring tactics to different industries and seniority levels. Overall, it is designed to help job seekers feel in control, accelerate results, and make higher quality career decisions under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a time-first job search system that prioritizes high return actions. A central idea in the Job Closer is that job searching works best when it is treated as a constrained project rather than an open-ended grind. Dalton emphasizes focusing on actions that increase the probability of interviews and offers, while eliminating low-yield habits that feel productive but rarely move the process forward. This includes building a simple operating rhythm for the week, using clear goals like number of targeted conversations or referrals requested, and creating a pipeline view of roles at different stages rather than obsessing over a single application. The book encourages readers to choose a limited number of target roles or companies, then invest in activities that create leverage, credible positioning, warm introductions, and thoughtful follow-up. It also pushes for rapid iteration, using feedback from rejections, non-responses, and interviews to adjust materials and messaging. The result is a pragmatic framework for managing energy and time, especially for job seekers balancing work, family, or school. By emphasizing repeatability and measurement, the approach helps readers replace anxiety with a process and turn the job search into a set of controllable behaviors that can be improved over time. Secondly, resumes and personal branding built for screening realities. Dalton's resume guidance centers on how hiring decisions actually occur, quickly, with limited attention, and often through a combination of automated filtering and human skimming. The book encourages a resume that is easy to parse, aligned with the target role, and filled with evidence rather than generic claims. Instead of listing responsibilities, readers are guided to emphasize outcomes, scope, and proof points that signal competence, such as measurable results, recognizable tools, and clear ownership. A recurring theme is tailoring, not by rewriting everything, but by making smart adjustments that match the language and priorities of specific job descriptions. The book also highlights the role of a consistent narrative across resume, LinkedIn, and conversations so that recruiters can quickly understand what the candidate does, what problems they solve, and what roles they fit. It addresses common pitfalls like keyword stuffing without clarity, overly long summaries, and weak bullets that do not demonstrate impact. The aim is to create a document that wins the next step, the interview, by making it obvious why the candidate is relevant and worth a deeper conversation, while reducing the need for the reader to guess at significance. Thirdly, networking and outreach that earns conversations, not just connections. The Job Closer treats networking as a structured communication skill rather than a social activity reserved for extroverts. Dalton focuses on how to initiate professional conversations efficiently and respectfully, using outreach that is clear about purpose and easy for the recipient to act on. The book emphasizes targeting the right people, those close to the work or the hiring process, and crafting messages that show relevance without asking for too much too soon. Instead of leading with a request for a job, readers are encouraged to request guidance, context, or a brief conversation that builds rapport and information. This approach lowers resistance and increases the odds of a reply. The book also covers follow-up behavior, how to stay persistent without becoming annoying, and how to convert a helpful conversation into a referral when it makes sense. Importantly, it frames networking as a two-way exchange, encouraging job seekers to be prepared, do research, and bring thoughtful questions. This transforms outreach from transactional begging into professional curiosity and collaboration. By treating relationship building as a repeatable process, the book helps readers create more opportunities than cold applications alone typically produce. Fourthly, interview preparation that proves fit through stories, structure, and practice. Interviewing is presented as a performance skill that improves with intentional practice and clear structure. Dalton addresses how candidates can prepare answers that are both memorable and relevant, using concise stories that demonstrate problem-solving, collaboration, leadership, and resilience. The book encourages building a library of adaptable examples from past work, then mapping those examples to common question types, such as behavioral prompts, case discussions, and role-specific technical topics. Another emphasis is managing the conversation, clarifying questions, summarizing, and making sure the interviewer understands the value behind the story rather than just the sequence of events. Readers are guided to prepare smart questions that show commercial awareness and genuine interest, which can differentiate them when skills are comparable. The book also highlights the importance of debriefing after interviews, capturing what worked and what did not, and improving iteratively for the next round. Additionally, it addresses confidence and anxiety by shifting focus from trying to be perfect to demonstrating consistent evidence of fit. The overall goal is to make interviews less mysterious by turning them into a set of controllable behaviors, preparation, repetition, and communication that matches what hiring managers need to decide. Lastly, negotiation and closing, turning an offer into the right outcome, Dalton treats negotiation as the final stage of a well-run process, one that should be planned before the offer arrives. The book covers how to think about total compensation, role scope, flexibility, growth trajectory, and risk, rather than fixating only on base salary. It emphasizes gathering market context, understanding the employer's constraints, and communicating professionally so that negotiation strengthens rather than harms the relationship. Readers are encouraged to be clear on priorities and trade-offs, so they can ask for what matters most and avoid pushing on issues that deliver little real value. The book also discusses timing, how to respond when an offer is presented, when to ask for time, and how to handle situations like competing processes or deadlines. Another key idea is that closing is not just getting more money, it is ensuring the job matches the life you want to build, including work style, manager fit, and advancement. By framing negotiation as collaboration and preparation, the book helps readers avoid common mistakes such as negotiating without leverage, accepting too quickly out of fear, or creating confusion by making vague requests. In conclusion, this book is best suited for job seekers who want a clear playbook rather than broad motivation, recent graduates, career changers, professionals re-entering the market, and experienced candidates who feel their current approach wastes time. It can also help students and working professionals who must search in limited hours because the methods emphasize efficiency, prioritization, and repeatable execution. The benefit to the reader's life is both practical and psychological. Practically, the book pushes you toward actions that create interviews and referrals, improves how you communicate value on paper and in conversation, and helps you navigate interviews and offers with less uncertainty. Psychologically, it replaces the sense of randomness with a structured pipeline you can manage, which often reduces stress and restores confidence. Compared with similar job search books, The Job Closer stands out for its process-driven focus and its attention to the entire arc from targeting to closing, rather than specializing only in resumes or interviewing. If you want a single resource that connects daily actions to real outcomes, and you value frameworks that can be reused across future career moves, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Steve Dalton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.